through Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. In this video, we are going to talk about Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal and Our Lady of La Salette. The Virgin Mary, our Blessed Mother, has appeared many times in various places throughout the world during the 2,000 years of Christian history. With regard to apparitions, the Catholic Church has always adopted a prudent approach. A few apparitions have been officially accepted by the Church. But even in this case, the Church never applies a judgment of infallibility. They are not considered dogmas of faith, and therefore the faithful are not obliged to believe in them. However, it would be very unreasonable for us to forget about them and their messages or not believe in them. In this Marian Apparitions Approved by the Catholic Church video series, we are going to feature some Catholic Church approved apparitions. We will not only consider those that have been explicitly and officially approved, but also those that have been implicitly approved, as these apparitions are accepted or recognized by some popes. This is part two of the video series. Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. The Virgin Mary appears to St. Catherine Labouret, Sister of Charity, in the convent on the Rue du Bac in Paris on July 18, 1830. She says that at 11:30 at night, she woke up because someone was calling her. She draws the curtains on her bed and sees a child who tells her, "Come to the chapel, the Holy Virgin Mary is waiting for you. Do not be afraid. They all sleep deeply." Sister Catherine Labouret quickly dresses and follows the boy who leads her to the chapel. After a short wait, the child announces, "The Holy Virgin Mary," and a beautiful lady appears, who after having bowed down before the altar, went to sit on the armchair. Catherine Labouret then kneeled beside her with her hands resting on her lap, and she writes, "It was the sweetest moment of my life. It is impossible for me to express what I experienced. Then the Virgin Mary explained to me how I should behave in the trials of life. Then with her hand, she indicated the tabernacle and told me that I should kneel and open my heart there. In that place, I would find all the comfort I needed." At the end of the apparition, we went back down the same path, still illuminated with the child to my left. I believe that he was my guardian angel, who made himself visible to show me the Blessed Virgin. He was dressed in white and looked 4 or 5 years old. Again, on November 27th of the same year, the Virgin appeared to her while she was in the chapel with the other sisters in the afternoon prayer. Then St. Catherine Labouret tells us, "I thought I heard the touch of a silk dress. I looked that way and saw the Blessed Virgin at the same height as the painting of St. Joseph. The Virgin was standing, wearing a white dress with a white veil that descended to the edge of it. At her feet, she had a spear and a serpent, which she was crushing the head of. In her hands, she had another smaller globe and her eyes raised to the sky. Suddenly, the Virgin opened her hands. The globe disappeared and bright rays of light came out of her hands. The Virgin's eyes rested on me and looked at me for a long time. An inner voice explained the sense of the vision revealed to me. The globe represented the world. The rays from her hands were the graces that the Virgin Mary grants to those who ask her. Then, I understood how much the Blessed Virgin was pleased to be invoked, how generous she was with those who came to her, how many graces she granted to those who asked for them, and the joy the Virgin Mary experienced when granting them. Around the Virgin Mary, an oval, luminous shape was formed that had in letters of gold the invocation, 'O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.' Immediately, the Virgin Mary disappeared, and a large oval with an M appeared, crowned by a cross, and underneath two hearts. One was the heart of Jesus, surrounded by thorns, and the other was the heart of Mary, pierced by a sword. 12 stars surrounded the ensemble. The Virgin said, 'Have a medal made like the one of this model. All who wear it will receive great favors. Graces will be very abundant for those who wear it with confidence.'" This is the origin of the famous medal through which God has done and continues to do so many miracles. On June 30, 1832, while a cholera epidemic was spreading in Paris, causing 20,000 deaths, 1,500 medals were distributed. In a few weeks, reports of hundreds of miraculous healings began to come in. For this reason, the people called it a miraculous medal. By 1839, 10 million medals had already been distributed. In 1840, Mary appeared to Justine Bisceburu, a a nun from the same convent as Catherine Labouret, and in the same place on Du Bac in Paris. During 6 appearances, the Virgin Mary shows her Immaculate Heart and invites Justine to wear the green scapular in honor of the Virgin Mary. This scapular shows an image of the Virgin and another of her Immaculate Heart. The cloth that supports the two images represents the protective mantle of Mary, and the green color symbolizes hope. This green scapular was approved by Pope Blessed Pius IX and has produced many conversions and cures. Our Lady of La Salette. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, appears to 2 shepherds, Maximin, 11 years old, and Melanie Calvat, 15 years old. She was in La Salette Falavo, a place in France. The apparition occurred on September 19, 1846. Currently in La Salette, there is a beautiful Marian sanctuary where thousands of pilgrims go every year. Melanie wrote the account of the apparition on November 21, 1878. In it, Melanie says that the Virgin Mary wept while she spoke of the punishments that will come to humanity if humanity does not convert. For this reason, we speak of Our Lady of Tears of La Salette. Let's see what Melanie tells us in her autobiographical account. The Virgin was majestic, imposing. She imposed a respectful fear. As Her Majesty commanded respect mixed with love, she drew me to herself. Her gaze was sweet and penetrating. Her eyes seemed to speak to mine. The sweetness of her gaze, her air of incomprehensible goodness, made me understand that she wanted to give herself. It was an explosion of love that cannot be expressed with human language or the letters of the alphabet. The Blessed Virgin Mary was very beautiful and all made of love. It seemed that the word love was escaping from her lips, silver, pure. She seemed to me like a good mother, full of kindness, love for us, compassion, and mercy. The Blessed Virgin wept for almost the entire time she spoke to me. I would have liked to throw myself into her arms and say to her, "My good mother, don't cry. I want to love you for all the men on earth." But it seemed to me that she was answering me. There are so many who do not know me. The sight of the Blessed Virgin was by itself a paradise fulfilled. Her sight had everything that could satisfy because the earth was forgotten. The voice of the beautiful lady, the Virgin Mary, was sweet. She enchanted, captivated, made my heart happy. My heart seemed to jump or want to go to meet her, to melt into her heart. The eyes of the Blessed Virgin Mary cannot be described in human language. To speak of them, a seraphim would be needed. It would take the word of God Himself, of that God who made the Immaculate Virgin, a masterpiece of all His power. Her eyes seemed 1,000 and 1,000 times more beautiful than the brilliant ones, than the diamonds, than precious stones, and shone like 2 suns. They were sweet, sweetness itself. In her eyes, you could see paradise. The more I looked at her, the more I wanted to see her, and the more I saw her, the more I loved her, and loved her with all my strength. And the Virgin Mary told me, "God is going to punish the world in an unprecedented way. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. God is going to pour out His anger, and no one can escape so many evils together. The chiefs, the guides of the people of God, have neglected prayer and penance, and the devil has obfuscated their intelligences. God will allow the devil to put divisions among the sovereigns, in all societies and in all families. Physical and moral penalties will be suffered. God will send punishments that will continue for more than 35 years. The bad books will abound on earth, and the spirits of darkness will spread everywhere a universal relaxation in all matters relating to the service of God. The vicar of my son will have much to suffer, because for a time the church will be given over to great persecutions. This will be the hour of darkness. The church will have a dreadful crisis. Given the forgetfulness of God's holy faith, each individual will want to govern himself and impose himself on his fellow men. The civil and ecclesiastical powers will be abolished. All order and all justice will be trampled. Homicides, hatred, envy, lies, and discord will be seen everywhere, without love for the country or the family. The civil rulers will have the same plan that will be to abolish and make disappear all religious principles, to give place to materialism, atheism, spiritism, and all kinds of vices. I address an urgent appeal to the true disciples of the living God. It is time for them to go out and come to illuminate the earth. Go and show yourselves as my dear children. I am with you and in you. May your zeal make you hungry for the glory of God and the honor of Jesus Christ. Fight, children of light, you small number, for here is the time of the times. Then Jesus Christ will defeat his enemies, and there will be peace, the reconciliation of God with men. Jesus Christ will be served, worshiped, and glorified. Charity will flourish everywhere. The new kings will be the right arm of the Holy Church that will be strong, humble, pious, and poor, zealous, and imitator of the virtues of Jesus Christ. The gospel will be preached everywhere, and men will live in the fear of God. This peace will not be long. 25 years of abundant harvests will make you forget that the sins of men are the cause of all the evils that happen in the world. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, in this apparition as in other apparitions, asks us for conversion and to do a lot of prayer and penance with the Holy Rosary. May we hear her sweet voice that she, as a mother, speaks to us, shedding tears for so many of her children who are on the path of eternal perdition. In La Salette, there is a source of water which has not stopped sprouting for more than 150 years, producing numerous cures. Praised be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.